the cold. In this country, the cold drives people inside. Their houses swallow them. The furnace churns and they sit in the warm belly of the great house bear, filled with a private odor. When they venture out, they wear hats or earmuffs and resemble ridiculous animals. They flap their arms to keep warm like people-sized birds. In summer, they emerge, but you can see the winter has not left them. You see it in their faces, their movements, in the way they greet one another, tentatively, as if there may not be another summer, and winter will last and last like a condition that is chronic. But they don't walk to the clinic. They accept it the way their ancestors once accepted God, without singing, without celebration. And in August, in the wilderness, they stare in amazement at the profusion of green, and accept the naked silence as a hymn.